Warren Huntley, as I live and breathe, how are you, my friend?
Oh, I'm going well, Shark, and I'm very much looking forward to you guiding all of us through the rest of the morning.
Well, look, I'll be guiding, but I rely on you and our guests later on in the morning to provide the winners. So where are your confidence levels at this morning?
Gee, we want to be pretty accurate at Mildura today, I think. Some pretty small fields, very short price favourites, hard to find value. I think we're going to have to tread warily, but if we shoot straight enough and pick our mark, we'll be fine.
Okay, well, let's kick off the preview in race one. It's usually a pretty good way to start. High game maiden plate, 1,100 metre maiden for the two-year-olds and upwards. It's at 1 p.m. We lose number 5, Ultimate View. So just a small field of 7 here. And the favourite, well, one of those short favourites you referenced a moment ago, Malauka, number 3. $1.55 ahead of number 1, Always the King, and number 2, Bonastar. Are we with the favourite in the first?
I am. If I'm going to play an early quaddie, which I will do later on as the player of the day, I'd want a small piece of insurance. But Malauka, I'll run with, was effectively restrained early in the race, 1,200 metres on debut, got in behind the speed and then finished on pretty well, only beaten narrowly. I think at 1,100 metres, just from a favourable draw, might just roll along here. And it's the one to beat. Always the King's resuming from quite a lengthy break, but a trial recently was off the speed but really strong to the line. I think probably gets a little bit run off his feet early, but looks to have a little bit of upside, looks to be coming to hand okay. Bonasta was well beaten in a modest race last start, but might be next best in a race that falls away, and probably ditto for 8, Louise's Girl. 3-1 stand out clearly for me, and 3 on top. 3-1, 2-8.
Shown by Osti Coffee, the favourite in the first, number 3, Malauka, and it might be a candidate for the Swan Hill Carnival in a month or so's time if it can get the win out of the way today. Race 2, another maiden, this one for the 3-year-olds, 1,200 metres, another small field. We scratch number 8, Star Barista, and the favourite in race number 2 is number 1. Ooh, very, very short here. Number 1 cashed up, $1.35. Next best in the market, number 4, Mugatu, for Zoolander fans out there. And then number 6, Son of a Blonde. Mugatu, well, I thought his form was pretty good heading into this. I didn't expect to see cashed up at $1.35, though, Warren.
Ridiculously short, but look, I thought trialled well going into the debut run. Paddy Payne's got a terrific strike rate at the Mildura track. He picks the right horses for virtually every race he runs his horses in, but he seems to really get it right more often than normal when he heads to Mildura. And I thought, as I said, cashed up, trialled well. The form through that race through Leanne, winning at Seymour, is the strongest form reference for this. Staying at 1,200 metres, if you're looking for a slight negative, I thought in time he might step up in distance, but gee, this is a suitable race for number 1 ahead of 4, Mugatu, who's been solid to the line in both the runs to date. I think the step up to 1,200 metres is a positive there. 6, Son of a Blonde, was okay but well held on debut, and I don't think the race shaped up that well for Clippin on debut, and I think Scob Boom can run well later on in the day, so I'm trusting that form reference from a trifecta and a first four point of view. 1, 4, 6, 2.
Were you a Zoolander fan at all, Warren?
No. I'm a little bit lost there. Actually, at the racing.com, we did a promo for a while where we had to look at the camera and give this Zoolander look, and I had to be educated as to what that was.
Oh, dear. You need to watch it. You need to check out Mugatu's Derelict collection. It was something to behold, that's for sure. Race 3, another maiden over 1,300 metres. Few scratchings here. Take out numbers 4, 5, 6 and 7. Favourite for the third is number 2, Scout's Honour, at $1.40. Boy, you weren't wrong here with the shorties today. Gee whiz. It's only a small field of 6, but $1.40 is short enough for that horse. Next best in the market, 3, Ultimate Destroyer at $5, and 1, Savo at $5.50.
And as a postscript to that Zoolander promo, I think mine was so bad it didn't make it anywhere other than the category 4. And the favourite's the one to beat here, Shark. But again, I couldn't imagine a race where I'd want to take $1.40 about Scout's Honour, but I thought that the two runs, most recent runs, have been solid and has been here to Mildura and run on well at 1,400 metres. Gets the blinkers on with the winkers off today. Savo, I thought, just didn't get the right race shape on debut. Things didn't work out there. Covered ground, 1,600 metres, comes back to 1,300 metres here with the blinkers on, but a small field and not a lot of upside with many other horses, so Savoie's got a few less convictions than most. Eight Storming Princessa has shown glimpses of ability in her career to date. Gets a visor on here with the winkers off, and I'll put Ultimate Destroyer in as next best. But the form through the runs at Tokemwall and Tawong, which are the best runs in recent times, are pretty modest grade. It does look the right race for Scouts on it. Probably of the real shorties early in the day, I think he'd win and could even start shorter. 2.183.
Okay, let's hope there's a little bit better value in race fourth. Another maiden, 2,000-metre maiden. This one, three-year-olds and up. We scratch number 6, Sandhill Hustle. And the market is leaning towards number 9, St. Columba. Henry Dwyer making the trek up to Madura with this horse. $2.25 ahead of number 1, Ambush Alley at $3.70. And 7, Calist at $6. Is this a slightly more open affair?
Yeah, I think that there's probably at least 2 or 3 winning chances, but St. Columba is certainly one of them. She's a lightly raced daughter of Foxwood. She's had runs at 13, 16 and 1,700 metres, and the way she's racing, she seems to just be able to maintain that gallop without really quickening, and getting up in distance should suit. So I'm with her, but again, pretty short odds for a limited horse, but still perhaps with upside out to this trip. Patrick Payne's put the blinkers back on number 1, Ambush Alley. I think that the runs to date this campaign have been modest, but gets up in distance with the blinkers on from a good draw, and that Patrick Payne-Billy Egan combination's very effective at Mildura. 3, He's a Wolf, seems to be progressing okay. The other winning chance to my eye. And 7, Callista's lightly raced, gets up in distance early in the career, only the third start, and jumping from a run at 1,400 metres, but the son of Fiorente, and I think in time that distance will suit. 9.137.
Okay, we've got the maidens out of the way, Warren, and I know you won't be able to contain your excitement as we head into benchmark 58 territory in race 5. It's 1,000-metre 58. We scratch numbers 2 and 5, and the favourite for this event is number 3, Scob Boom at $2.30, ahead of Ton Terrier, number 1, at $4, Penny Ella, number 9, at $4.80, and then out to Summit Triangle for the informed Paul Pruska Yard at $6.
Yeah, I think that there's a good chance here in number 3, Scob Boom, who comes through that maiden victory last start, but the end of the race was good, was the first run for the Nathan Hobson stable. He's got a terrific record with horses he picks up from other stables, particularly around the Mildura, Swan Hill area. I'm going to go with number 3, Scott Boomhammer, Summer Triangle. They're probably similar profile horses, coming off pretty solid maiden victories last start, but obviously up in grade to the benchmark 58. But I think a race that does lack a bit of depth. Tonteri is the one that's established in this 58-64 grade and a winner of 6 races and certainly capable of being competitive, but no real upside to Tonteria. And I thought 7, Visual Image, in a race that falls away might be next best from a good draw. 3.417.
Okay, we move on to the high-class race of the day, race 6. It's a benchmark 64 over the 2,000 metres. We scratch numbers 2, 7 and 10. Got a bit of European form here with Fatima at $5, but the favourite for the race is number 5, Blue Bear at $3.80, ahead of I Nay for Hay. Ah, I see what they've done there. I Nay for Hay at $3.80. That'd be number 4. Edgy Returns at $3.40, around that $3.50 quote. Number 9. What did you make of this one, Warren?
I'm going with I Nay for Hay. I'm glad you figured it out eventually, Sharp.
Yeah,
I thought there's been merit in both runs this campaign, but particularly last start. And I think that despite getting to the distance relatively early in the campaign with runs from 1,200 and 1,600 metres up to the 2,000 metres here, I do think he's a horse with a bit of upside, a son of Rebel Raider. No surprise to see he's wanting to get out to this type of distance. And at least we're getting a reasonable price about number 4, I Nay for Hay. I think Edgy Returns, despite the fact that it wasn't great numbers, I suppose, in terms of the time that Edgy Returns been finishing off on late sectionals, but has been running well, building to that maiden victory last start, and giving every indication the step up in distance will suit. Another one by Rebel Raider, this one a daughter. I'm going to go with 4 ahead of 9. 5 Blue Bears, consistent and honest, deep into a campaign, no improvement, no wins this preparation, but certainly going well enough to be competitive, and 3 Bonville probably gets out to a suitable distance here. 4.953, but for me, it's the load-up leg of the quaddy.
Okay, we have a look at race 7. Back to the 58s. This one over 1,400 metres. Scratchings, we lose number 9 from race 7, and the favourite is Welcome Striker, number 2 at $3.70, ahead of Wheel Grace, number 3 at $4. And as I scroll down a bit further, Earlods just ahead of that in the betting, number 5 at $3.80.
On a day that's hard to find value, I think around about $4 Wheel Grace is a bit over the odds. I think Wheel Grace is a horse with upside. She can improve on that. Perhaps a little bit flat second up run, but I think in a solid race where she was riding a reasonable speed, she'll be fitter with that run under the belt. Her first up run was good. She jumped up out well going into that, and I think she's got a bit of upside. And I think now with the run at 1,400 metres under her belt, she's the one to beat, and a reasonable price, about 3 Wheel Grace. I think 4 Elod's the danger. Last start at Mornington, just didn't get clear galloping room at the right time. It was a bunch race. Channing was able to get the momentum, whereas Elod was looking for it. And I think they're the two main runners for me. 1 Free Willy, you'll know what he'll do. He'll roll along and he'll give a sight riding the speed. Probably back to 1,400 metres can be a slight query, and I'm not sure if he's quite as sharp as he's been previously, but maybe he's just right at peak fitness now, and 2 Welcome Striker next best. Does come back from 1,600 metres and a few runs at that distance range, but had a few weeks to freshen up. 3, 5, 1, 2.
And we move on to the last at Mildura today, race 8, another benchmark 58. This one over the 1,200 metres, we scratch number 3 and number 14, and the favourite in the last. Another short one, this one for Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace, number 2, Royal Duty at $2.50, ahead of number 4, Park Bench at $7.50. A lovely weekend yesterday, Mother's Day, Warren, just for sitting on a park bench next to Mum, holding hands and having a cup of tea and that sort of thing. I'm sure there was plenty of people out there doing that yesterday.
Yeah, great day to be good to your mother, as we're told to do, and what a promising horse he is. He had a little jump out at might have been Horsham during the week last week too, so he looks to be going very nicely, and I'm glad you were able to do that, Shark, and I'm sure many people did, and a very worthwhile way to spend Mother's Day. I'm going to go with Royal Duty here. Just needs that touch of luck from potentially Sticky Draw. I think the starts at Mildura, the 1,200 metres, the one I'm more concerned about. Wider barrier draws, they do tend to get onto a bend, or they get onto a bend very quickly from that start. But there looks reasonable speed here, and I don't think Royal Duty has to get too far off, and I think the gaps might open up to just lob into a spot somewhere behind the speed, and back to the 58 grade here from the run behind Halvorsen at Caulfield last start. It is obviously the best form reference for this, and clearly the one to beat. I think 5 Hot Sizzle, again, Patrick Payne and Billy Egan combining. Didn't have a lot of luck in the first two starts, so those two duck eggs were a lot better form than it looked, and just got the right run. Beautiful ride from Billy Egan to duck and weave through the field and get the run late. Kept fresh for this, out to 1,200 metres should suit. 4 Park Bench is the other one that I think I must include. First up run was good, but another one that just needs a little bit of luck from the draw, and 9 South Detroit might be next best, but I do think that's a significant step up from that maiden victory last start. 2, 5, 4, 9.
All right, Warren, we'll get the best value and your quaddie out of the way, because I'm looking at the Game 7 here of Philadelphia and Toronto. I know you're a massive Raptors fan, so I don't want to hold you up. I want to make sure you get a comfy seat to watch the last quarter. So hit us with that gold, and I'll let you retire to the television to watch the NBA.
No worries, Shark. I'll go with the last Royal Duty. I think that's the best. I think you've got to be patient and wait for the best and the value today. Race 8, number 2, Royal Duty, my best. Race 7, number 3, Wheel Grace. Some value on a day that I think is hard to find it. For the quaddie, first league 1, 3 and 4. Second league 3, 4, 5, 6, 8 and 9. Third league 3 and 5, and home with numbers 2, 4 and 5. And I'm going to play an early quaddie as my player of the day. Spend $6 and trying to get a slightly better result than that with the skinny ones through the first part of the program. Early quaddie, first league numbers 1 and 3. Second league 1 only. Third league 2 only. And the last league numbers 1, 3 and 9.
Very good, Warren. Thank you very much for that. Best of luck today. Go Raptors.
Thanks, Shark.